This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I wanted to start with Matt Damon, who you just heard right there, talking about the Patriots, as now the Patriots are being discussed in Hollywood circles and all sorts of other things. I thought that this year was a very good year for the Red Sox in that way, in getting the discussion going again and getting the conversation moving again about the Boston Red Sox. I've heard from all sorts of people over the course of this season, people who I, you know, used to be big baseball fans and friends with and didn't hear about that for years and years and years. And now these are people kind of coming out of the woodwork saying, you know, I hadn't really been paying much attention to the Red Sox lately, but this team and this season, it's got me back into it. And they want to talk about the team. They want to know who these guys are. They want to know about Crochet, and they want to know about Chapman and all these other players. They probably know about Chapman, but you know what I mean. It's much more, there's much more interest. There's much more of a draw. And I think with the Patriots, that same sort of thing's happening right now. It's happening much quicker into the season. I think with the Red Sox, they had kind of a slog for the first 3 months. And then eventually, once you got around to the end of July, beginning of August, things started to pick up. And then, of course, you get into a pennant race and the playoff round, and that's when things are going to peak. Now, obviously, that's over, but I do think there's going to be a lot of intrigue here with the offseason. And as for the Patriots, I think the intrigue is already alive and well. I mean, it's all over the place. You do well in primetime, that's what happens. It spreads. It spreads all over the place. It spreads far and wide. Out of your little bubble here in New England to all the, you know, the distant seashores. Like, that's the way it works. And it's a good thing. It's what makes the NFL what it is. It's the reason why the NFL is the king still, is that if you have one big night like that in primetime with everybody watching, all of a sudden you're the toast of the league the next day. And there's still that kind of draw. There's still that kind of appeal. And the Patriots have positioned themselves very well, because right now what they are is not a bad team anymore. No one looks at them and says, yeah, this team still stinks. And after 2 4-win seasons, to have 3 wins in your first 5 is a pretty big accomplishment in and of itself. Like, you've taken a step forward already, unless you go 1-whatever for the rest of the year, which I don't think they're going to do. I really hope they don't do. But, other than that, you've already proven that the hangover from the last 2 years is over. Like, you're not still struggling with that. You're not still working on those things. You're now trying to take the next step. The next step being contending. The next step being getting back to where you want to be. Now, are you going to win 6 championships in 20 years? It's probably not ever going to happen again in this league, but you want to get back to being taken seriously. And for the last couple of years, you didn't take the Patriots seriously. You didn't take Bill Belichick seriously at the end. You definitely didn't take Mayo seriously. You didn't take Mac Jones seriously. You didn't take Bailey Zappe seriously. You know, it wasn't a serious program. It turned into a bit of a joke, and it's not anymore. And we talked about that yesterday, reconnecting with the fans, and I think that certainly happened. But I also think that while it's fun to go through this and it's fun to sort of bask in the glow of a big win over the Buffalo Bills, there's still some very real flaws with this team that still exist that I think need to be addressed, and I hope the team is addressing and looking at and trying to figure out how to remedy, because there's three main things that looking at the first five games of the season, even the games that they've won, there's five big issues that this, or five, three big issues in the five games that this team has to deal with. The first one, and we have quotes from Mike Vrabel today on all of these, and that's sort of what sprang him to mind. The first one is penalties. And we all know this team commits a lot of penalties. That was a big problem at the end with Bill. It was a huge problem last year, and it's still now a problem this year. They've managed to overcome it in some of the games, and the Buffalo Bills committed more penalties than they did on Sunday night, which was a big part of the reason why that game went the way it did. I know people don't want to admit that, but that did play a major factor. And when asked about it today, Mike Vrabel said this.
Well, it's not that that we don't care about penalties, right? We want to make great decisions, and but I also understand that team fouls are ones that happen before the snap. Like, we have to be better on, you know, on Hunter communicating with the official and, you know, thinking that we got, you know, hoping we got that cleaned up. We don't want to line up offsides. We don't want to extend drives. Competition fouls, and we ask them to play full tilt to the tackle. But then there's a line there, and we have to play by two things. The whistle, right? I just don't understand how a professional athlete could assume that anybody in this league was down, and we're going to play to the whistle, and we're going to play to 2 feet in the white. You know, so again, you just have to understand kind of what they're looking at.
Mike Vrabel on the subject of penalties. Essentially saying, and he went on to say, he's not really sure how to coach when it comes to penalties. Which I heard that, I thought, huh, that's not good. You don't know how to coach penalty? Like, I know what he meant. Because he wants them to be physical. He wants them, and they have been. Tom King said it last night. He was absolutely right. The Patriots were extremely physical in the beginning and middle of that game. They, you know, towards the end, they started getting a little bit, I don't want to say out of control, but they were, I don't know, a little too charged up and committing some penalties they didn't need to commit there. The defensive line, Landry, I think, got in on one too. And that's a little bit different from your procedural penalties, from your holdings, from your false starts, from, you know, things like that. And that, I think, is what he was talking about when he says, I'm not totally sure how to coach when it comes to penalties. And that's problematic. I mean, it is. This is a big, big issue with this team. And if you're not sure how to coach that out of them, then why are we to expect that it's ever going to get any better? Like, that's, you know, that's sort of the thing. These are all professionals. We know that. But I think that excuse sort of goes out the window when you're still committing so many penalties, when it's still such a problem. It's like,
at Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's kind of like Ramondre Stevenson and the fumbles. And that's the next one I want to get to here, because the running game and adding to the running back room is a big issue that they're going to have to sift through and figure out. They're signing guys off practice squads and doing things like that, but now you're down to Ramondre Stevenson, Travion Henderson, a couple of practice squad guys, and Mike Vrabel was asked today if they're looking to add to that room.
Mike, I know you guys added a running back to the practice squad yesterday, but is that a position you would continue to look to add to with Gibson's injury?
I mean, we're continuing. I think they'll probably hopefully look everywhere where we, if there's somebody that we feel like can help us, whether that's at running back or any other position, but right now, nothing new to add.
Okay, that's it. It's sort of like the penalties thing. Well, that's the way it is. I don't know what to do. I want him to go out there and hit. I'm not sure how to coach him. Yeah, I mean, listen, I'd love to explore every opportunity, but we don't have any news for you right now. The running back room is what it is. Okay, well, I guess it's sort of just learn to live with it is the message. And I'm not sure I love that message. You know, it's an easy schedule coming up here. I've said that. We pointed it out. Tommy Kern and I both pointed out that this team by the bye week could be a 9 or possibly even 10-win team if they go out there and take care of business. But that's going to be hard to do if they're committing a ton of penalties and they can't run the ball. And if there's no real plan to address either one of those things, then I'm not sure about that. You know, like that's an issue. The last one, and there's not really a quote for this. I guess maybe if you want to talk about improving the running back room, it's tangentially related to this. But depth. There's not a lot of depth. This team is thin. They have good players at various positions, and they've been pretty healthy so far to start the year. But when it comes to the grind of the NFL season and the further in you get to it, you look around this room and you look around this roster, and it just doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of depth. Now, the reason for that doesn't have a whole lot to do with Mike Vrabel. So that's why, you know, we don't have to really put this on him or make it a referendum on him and his coaching style or anything like that. What that comes down to is 5 years, 6 years of bad drafts. And that's not all Bill Belichick either. I mean, there were, you know, four of them. But that one last year, that was all Elliott Wolf. And that draft was just as bad as the worst Belichick draft you can imagine. Drake May is here. Everybody else is either gone or injured or just not even, you know, like it's just another typical bad Patriots draft outside of Drake May, who's looking like a great pick. But you picked him third overall. He was the third quarterback on the board. Anybody could have made that pick. In terms of everything else, it looks like another disaster, like just a full on disastrous draft. And when that happens 5, 6, 7 years in a row, however many years in a row, sometimes it only needs to be like 2 years in a row. You're going to have depth problems on lack of depth on your roster. It's just the way it works. You are going to have that be an issue, and you got to pray that you stay healthy, and so far they have. And they were healthy enough in that game against the Bills. Now, you know, you can't be healthy like that every single week, and they're going to have to go without at certain points, and that's going to be a big test for this roster and for some of the guys behind the starters, because right now I look at, you know, the Keon Whites of the world. I look at, you know, some of these other players who are sitting in the background and maybe going to get an opportunity, maybe not, you know, on the defense in particular, Jelani Tavai and, you know, Anthony Jennings and Duggar and Pettis and, you know, Charles Woods and sort of those guys on the offensive line. You know, you always have injuries there. Caden Wallace, Vidarian Lowe, Ben Brown, these are your guys. This is your depth. And I feel like if they had drafted better over the last 5 years, we wouldn't be so concerned about it. I wouldn't be so concerned about it. I wouldn't be worried. And I hate to put it in those terms, but injuries in the NFL are just a fact of life. You have to plan for them. You have to assume that they're going to affect you in some way over the course of the season. And you can say maybe that they already have. Christian Gonzalez missed a bunch of games already. Right. Exactly. That's sort of my point, is that you're going to have to be dealing with this all season long. And it's much easier to do that when you have depth at certain positions, and I'm just not sure that they do. So outside of that, I don't have a lot of notes, okay? I don't have a lot of critiques. I don't have a lot of concerns. I love the way this team is playing. I love the way the offense is operating. I love Steph Diggs. I love Drake May. You know, the run game needs some work, but I think that, you know, you can mask that in some ways. You can go out there and beat a team like the Saints, hopefully, without having to overly rely on the run game. And Travion Henderson may be someone you haven't unlocked yet. And once that happens, it could be a whole different conversation. Ramondre Stevenson and the fumbles won't be as big of a deal. Who knows? But that's, you know, that's down the line. That obviously hasn't happened yet here. So there's ways to assume, anyway, that these issues can be remedied. But right now, the message you're getting sort of from Vrabel is, I don't want there to be penalties, but I'm not really sure what to do about it. And as for the run game, I mean, listen, it is what it is. And we need these guys, and I can't bench them now, even if I wanted to, which I don't. I'm not going to be benching Ramondre Stevenson now. You can't bench him now. You know, that's out the window with Antonio Gibson. So here you are. And listen, in terms of all the problems that teams in the NFL have, this is small potatoes, okay? But they are still potatoes. And there's still potatoes that you have to deal with. And there's still things that you have to work on and try and fix, especially the penalties. The penalties should be like a number one. The run game, you're kind of handcuffed there. The season's already started. The rosters are all set. The penalties, that's just you working on that. That's just you coaching that out of your players. That's something that they do need to, because they are good enough to hang with the good teams. You don't want to beat yourself. Penalties is beating yourself. The Bills committed more penalties than you. They probably think in Buffalo that they beat themselves in that game. I don't necessarily think that. I think the Patriots went out and took that game. But Buffalo, I'm sure they're sitting there going, man, we turned the ball over a lot. We had all these penalties. We really should have won that game. And if the Patriots lose a game and have the penalties, they're going to be thinking the exact same thing. Yes, Joe.
I feel like there was a point before the season started that Vrabel kind of had that sentiment. Maybe it was you, maybe it was like Andy in the afternoon show or whatever, but there was a point where Vrabel was, I don't know what quote he was giving, but he kind of had that demeanor of like, this might not be as good as I hoped and hyped it out to be. And it's kind of similar to that, but not to that extreme where he's talking about the penalties. Like, they're making penalties. I don't know what to do. The running back room is thin. Well, there's only two capable guys right now. Right. What do you want me to do there? So I'm kind of getting that vibe from him. Not that it's a bad thing, but he's just saying, this is the problem and we're going to have to work around it.
Yeah, and this is what we're going to do about it, and this is how it's going
to
go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.